Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
High tech and vigilante justice. You recognize this theme music? Does this mean anything to you?
Yeah, it's the A-Team.
That is the A-Team. If you remember the intro, if you were in trouble, nobody else could help you.
I still call if you could find them.
Right, the A-Team. Well, we have kind of a new sort of A-Team operating around the world. It's called a Vigilante Justice Online. It's a phenomenon in which internet users hunt down and punish people who've done things they think are wrong. In China, it's become really common, but it also occurs right here in the United States. We've got a couple people here to talk about it. Tom Downey writes about this for this weekend's New York Times Magazine. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Celeste.
And for an ethical look at it, our friend Randy Cohen, author of the New York Times Magazine's Ethicist column, is here with us as
well. Randy's back.
I'm happy to be so.
Right. Good morning, Randy. So, Tom, give us an example of this vigilante justice online.
So one of the big cases was a Chinese woman who posted a videotape in which she stomped a kitten to death with her stiletto heels. People saw this, they got outraged, and they said, "Who did this? Let's find her." And, you know, what's amazing is in a nation of over a billion, they were able to track her down. She got fired from her job. She sort of got run out of town. And, you know, that was one of the seminal human flesh search cases in China.
There was also a case of a man who cheated on his wife, and he lost his job as well.
Yeah, that was a guy, a Chinese man who worked for Saatchi & Saatchi. And what was interesting about that case, and tragic about that case, was that his wife actually wrote a private blog in which she, which was a countdown to suicide. She said, 2 months from now, I'm going to kill myself. And after she killed herself, that she had asked her friends to make that blog public. When people saw this, they were outraged at her husband, at the fact that her husband had been cheating on her, and they tracked down the husband, and he got fired from his job as well.
This is happening in China, but it's happening all over the world?
It is happening all over the world, although I would say there are some special things about it in China. One, there's a very widespread recognition of the concept among internet users. So as soon as you say these words, human flesh search engine in Chinese, people understand exactly what you mean. Whereas, you know, in the United States or other places, you have to explain it, you have to, you know, go into the details. There, it's immediately understood. And secondly, I mean, it's a kind of cultural phenomenon now. So last year there was a feature film about the human flesh search engine. There was a mystery novel. It's something that people really know about there.
Okay, so Randy Cohen, you write the Ethicist column, and, you know, when you hear a story about a woman crushing a kitten, that's pretty unethical. It would seem to me to be only right that people would track her down and she would get punished.
We don't need no fancy jury trial. Let's string her up right now. That's worked out so well throughout human history, mob rule. That the woman did something wrong, it seems undeniable. Whether or not this is a proper response is another question.
So what is this ever justified? I mean, is it ever okay to do this?
Vigilante law, the lack of due process, a mob bullying an individual, I think that hasn't worked out so well. I think you can play the A-Team music, but you might more appropriately discuss the Ku Klux Klan. The history of mob violence is not a pretty one.
But isn't this doesn't this bear on the decision by the company to fire her, not the people who decided to go after her online?
Both. That's what's so great about my job. I often confront situations when everyone acts just horribly. sure, the company should show more courage and not just respond to this kind of social pressure by firing something for something that may be socially disapproved of, but it's not a crime and certainly has nothing to do with your job. But and companies have such a great history of showing courage in the face of popular sentiment, don't they?
Well, you know, Tom, I want to play for you a YouTube video from Jimmy Justice. He's a video activist from New York City. He's pretty well known among the YouTube channels. Here he is. He loves to catch traffic cops who break the traffic laws.
You're a traffic enforcement agent, and you parked your official vehicle blocking a fire pump, and there's a fire outside with firemen out there, and they have no access to the pump. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
So, Tom, this is a perfect example of vigilante justice, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a certain kind of vigilante justice done for amusement of YouTube viewers. That's right.
But can this kind of thing end up in making actual social change?
here's the thing, and I think what really complicates this ethically, I mean, I agree with Randy, he's certainly right, but what complicates this ethically is the difference between the United States and China. If, you know, one of the cases was a case where a public official allegedly tried to molest a young girl, and her parents were outraged. Now, if that happens, you know, if you're in Cincinnati and the mayor of Cincinnati tries to molest your daughter, you go to the city council, you call the police. There are ways to address these grievances and ways to go after institutional corruption. But if you're in China, it's not so easy. And I think what's a little more ethically complicated is when you're in a situation where some wrong has been done and you have no means to redress that wrong. And that's often the kind of situation we're talking about here. It's not that Chinese people are more bloodthirsty or want revenge more. It's simply that in many cases they lack the means to go after people who do wrong.
Well, it's a fascinating topic. You could probably spend a lot of time talking about it, right, Randy? Randy Cohen writes the ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine, and Tom Downey, who you just heard, is the author of a new piece in this weekend's New York Times Magazine on cyber-possessed vigilante justice online. Thanks to both of you.
Seems like this is what the internet was made for.